So, yeah.
Whenever he does that, you know, like,
yeah,
you, why does it smell in here?
I never thought about like that. Yeah, so I was like,
and then I.
So I pulled Vic's sister aside to tell her that I was falling in love with her. And when I got back, Vic was like, what was that about? And I'm just like, literally.
What the hell, man?
Don't worry. I think she'll send me home minutes later.
Oh, yeah. That would make sense. She does have good taste.
All right. Okay. I thought we were going to be civil today. I thought we were going to be like, I was going to make a funny joke and you were going to be supportive of it.
Oh, is that what you think it is? A joke?
Well, it's not going to be. Now you're challenging me. All right. I'll see what happens. A year from now, this is going to be your life. You're going to be calling me brother.
Papa.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to get some real authority around here. I'm going to be the new man of this house. Yeah. I'm going to be out of my cage that you keep me trapped in. Someone's replacing it. And if you go look in the mirror, you'll find the new one.
Oh, you better be bringing him. You better be bringing the dough in. Cause I have an expensive lifestyle.
Well, it's going to be limited to treats, walks on a leash,
and maybe some canned meat.
Yeah, canned meat.
If I'm lucky.
I won't even get you name brand like Spam. You're getting like Pam or something. I don't know.
I'm getting scammed is what I'm getting.
Yeah. This is Jamie, the man of the house.
This is Vic, the dog of the house.
The new dog of the house. And we are here to cover the latest episode of The Bachelor.
The Bachelor Dogs Edition?
Yeah. That would probably do very well.
I'm sure that would actually do really well.
Animal Planet? You need more shows involving animals?
Reality TV shows of animals.
Yeah. This is what you need. It has been hometowns. Oh, I watched it from my home in the town that I live in.
Nice.
There's too many jokes, but none of them are going to be good, so I'll just get off that right now. We are a day late. I will apologize for that. I had a special date with Fix It. No, I'm sorry.
He ruined the one-on-one.
Yeah. I was filming my own one-on-one. Did you have any favorites that stood out, I guess, before we get into the nitty and the gritty?
Yeah, I had a couple good moments that I remember clearly.
I had four favorite hometowns out of this one, I think.
Yeah, I think I had more than that, but to narrow it down.
Yeah, makes it difficult. Do you think the order that they show it matters as far as like... Does it have any sort of significance?
Well, probably the last one, Maria, was the most important to have last, but the other three could have been in any order.
So do you think, like, if they had Maria's, like, first, do you think it would really affect, like, whether or not she would have, like, gone home, though?
I think because it was so...
Spoiler, Maria goes home.
Wait, she does?
No. Is that what we watch? Don't worry. False spoiler. Don't worry about it.
I haven't seen that far yet. Well, I think because it was so connected with her family and it was like so emotionally charged. And then that moment at the end that needed to be at the end because that made a huge difference.
That was very suspenseful as far as her like.
Whereas
not
if that happened at the beginning, we'd be like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, but I guess the way it could have played out is if it showed it first, then they would have to show all the other three subsequently saying, I love you or I'm falling in love with you. But then it would be like kind of like obvious, like that there's, but I don't even really know how much that necessarily plays a part in it, because like I think she did say ultimately that
at the end, yeah. Just
I don't know, if she
know
would,
a second yeah, before only like, roses.
Like at the buzzer, she's like, hold up, I'm falling in love with you. Yeah, I don't know though if it really would have made a difference if she would have said it then.
Yeah, especially since Kelsey didn't say it.
Yeah, Kelsey, she said it, like she told her dad that she's like falling in love with him or in love with him, but she
didn't
say it. Which
was almost Joey.
Yeah, almost.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, I don't know. The only ones that actually said it to him, to Joey, was Daisy
and Rachel. So I think if three out of the four said it, like if you're the odd one out, that would matter.
Then it would be very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Although the thing is that Kelsey didn't say it. I didn't at any point think that Kelsey was going home, though, even despite her like not telling Joey.
Right. I think it's stronger than just having to say those words. Yeah.
I definitely did. They made it the difficult choice of who to predict would be going home, I think, when it came down to the rose ceremony of like the final two were Maria and Rachel, because it's like, no offense to Rachel, but I kind of like just it's more clear with like Daisy
and Kelsey.
So I guess I wouldn't have necessarily been surprised if it was Rachel, but
then we would have known Maria going home the next time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would have been really obvious.
At some point, if she would have gotten a rose, I'd be like, all right, I think Maria's winning. And I don't know. At some point, I would just have to believe that. Should we actually get
we
in?
We eventually became right with her going home. It only took like five.
I think I called it last week. That's what I said last week, too, is like, I think if I stick to this, yeah. Oh my god, dude, she would have won. If I stick to my guns, which feels almost kind of mean to be like, there's no way she's winning.
Yeah,
but I was right. Eventually, I was right.
Right.
Should we actually do probably the full like break down what happens at each one?
Okay, I guess we could get into the nitty.
I'll allow it. You're doing the gritty, though, all if right. you know. First one-on-one was Kelsey in New Orleans. Do you say New Orleans or do you say New Orleans? Orleans. Yeah.
I don't know.
Neither do I. The guy singing the song said New Orleans. It was the only time that made me think, like...
Is that how Because
I
say
was
it?
In my mind thinking New Orleans, but then the guy was singing and saying New Orleans. I was like, wait a second. Does it matter? Am I wrong? Am I
These
saying
These guys
it
think
wrong?
They're lean.
I'm just
Maybe that's lame. Like the cool way.
A little tandem bike ride. A little,
what do you do when you're in the jazz center?
Yeah. Butterfly scouting report. That was, I guess, a sweet moment. Kelsey and Joey, like, finding all the butterflies, which Kelsey says, like, really reminds her of her mom, made her feel like her mom was with them, watching over a very, what would you say, spiritual thing, I guess?
Yeah.
I guess.
Very, like,
just say romantic. Spiritual. Yeah. Well, that too, yeah. It was very sweet.
Yeah, no, it was nice.
They eat beignets. Whoa. They see a very convenient woman in a bridal gown taking
her
photos,
pictures, trying to hog the spotlight.
What now? Do you think that was
placed there,
planted?
Well, I think if they like went up to her,
yeah.
But the fact that they just like cut away from her, it was probably just a coincidence.
It was a very lucky coincidence. Yeah. Yeah, they saw that and they're like, oh, that's our potential future.
That's us.
That is you, Kelsey, in like a year from now. Or wait, no, he said like 3 years from now, right? 2 to 3
yeah,
year
that is
engagement.
True. If you play your cards right, Kelsey. Then they went to a bar.
Yeah, they sat down at Molly's. Mm. Shout out Molly's. I remember the name just because Whoa. She said it.
That is pretty cool. That's
a good name. Memory. Molly. Kelsey talks a lot about how she just feels like her mom should be here for all of this, like meeting potential fiance or whatever, future husband.
Yeah, that's what she thinks.
Yeah, that's what she thinks. Just these.
Yeah, especially very, the hometown. Yeah, that would
make like, sense. Yeah, like a pivotal point in her daughter's life and potential future.
Right.
She's that definitely makes sense. Like, yeah, like it feels like wrong that she's not here. And I can't even imagine, like, I am very grateful and fortunate enough to still have
both parents.
Yeah, yet
for, definitely. It'd be really tough, especially early on.
Yeah. I mean, losing a parent, like, Kelsey's what, like mid-20s? Like, yeah, it's still way too young. Mm-hmm. Even though she's like an adult or whatever, it's like, no one.
We're still kids. We need our parents.
Yeah, I need my mom, dude. I need my mom.
Daddy.
What did you think about her family? Because I was I really liked her dad. Her dad is
her dad was really cool.
Very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Honest.
Just had that like real sweet charm, like very like nice. Because I liked pretty much all of the family members from the hometowns. Honestly, there wasn't any that I was like
that stuck out.
Yeah, I really did like them all, but they were different. And I actually like her dad was just very like sweet. It was clear how much she just or like he. Just like
cares,
cares, and they again like all of the families show it differently, especially even like all the dads. He just like wants the best for her and wants, what do you say, like to find the same thing that he had with her mom. It's a very dude. I feel like I am kind of a sensitive person, and like even witnessing this stuff, it does get me emotional.
I
may not like to admit it. It is like, you know, I've never met these people, but just to like watch this, and it's not even the like crying. It's usually just like what's said, like.
Yeah,
and the music. The music too is definitely very influential on it. Curse you, ABC, for having like good music people.
Yeah, it was nice, photo book that they showed.
Yeah, the, like, scrapbook photos mm-hmm. of, like, Kelsey and a lot of photos of her mom.
And her. Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, that was sweet. I mean, I can just, like, picture, if that was me, I would be, like, bawling my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, and Kelsey, like, kept it together so good.
Surprisingly.
That would be so, such an emotional thing for her, or for me. Trying to like think of like what was actually said. I know the sister was like doesn't want to see Kelsey get heartbroken, but her dad I think when he talked to Joey, he's like, how do you know like how you feel about Kelsey, like when there's still like other women, like how do you feel that feeling? Because he was like, when I met Kelsey's mom, I just knew.
Instant, yeah.
Yeah. Like, how can you tell when there's still other people here? And I feel like Joey had to give, like, a very similar but different answer to all families. Because he's mm-hmm. kind of saying the same thing.
Yeah, they were all pretty much asking the same thing. And he still needed to, like, reassure them, but not give too specific of an answer.
Yeah, and I would say that he did a pretty good job of not really like I'm sure he does have a favorite or maybe even favorites, but like he did a good job of like not really, because some of them do I feel like show a little bit more where it's like give a little bit more inkling
to who it could be
I don't know who it's gonna be at this point. And yeah, I don't feel like he gave an answer to any of the families that would, you know, show it's not them.
Yeah, it was all pretty similar.
Yeah, but what did he say? He said to Kelsey's dad, he said that he wants every word that he says to be like truthful and honest, and doesn't want to say anything, you know, he doesn't mean just to like say it or whatever, mm-hmm. to string her along, but
yeah, he wants his words to be very impactful and meaningful without throwing around like affectionate words willy-nilly without actually
right really there's nothing it. Behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelsey just wants someone like her dad, because she appreciated how much her dad handled losing the love of his life and then still taking care of
all the responsibilities
all
on his own.
A lot of respect for that. That can't be easy. Who is next, though? Or wait, what was at the end? Oh, yeah, that's when, like, Kelsey said to her dad that she thinks she's falling in love with Joey. But, like, when they get a sit down after...
She did not say
She didn't say it. They still had a good goodbye.
Yeah, it was still good.
I didn't really have any sort of, like,
it was all really cleanly done.
Rachel. Do you remember where she was from? Or where her hometown was?
In Rancho something in California.
Oh, it's a fun word. Go to crazy.
Rancho. Ranchinado.
Yeah, you got the Rancho for
it.
Are you telling me you've never been or you've never heard of Rancho Cucamonga?
Classic Cucamonga.
It is a fun
word.
That
is a good one.
I'm upset that they didn't get to go to Hawaii. But yeah. Is that saying that she doesn't live in Hawaii anymore? Or, like, I know she was sort of explaining, and she said, like, this is my semi-home, and, like, she said it was her auntie's house.
Mm. But, and then they flew her family from Hawaii.
So her family still lives in Hawaii, but, like, where does she live then?
Probably there, I'd imagine.
In Hawaii or
Rancho? With her aunt.
Interesting.
Because that would be weird if she doesn't live there and she was doing home.
Well, maybe ABC's just too cheap and they don't want to fly to Hawaii.
Like, we don't got Hawaii in the budget.
Yeah, no.
We have only Rancho Cucamonga.
Hopefully that's good.
That's close enough.
They hung out as she taught him. I don't remember what the name for it, but the sign of respect. Like when meeting her mom, to like take her hand and place it to his forehead. As soon as I saw that, I'm just like, all right, we need to see him like
you
meet
better
the
be
mom.
Doing that.
Like that's all I cared about at that point. And yeah, when he we got it. To that point, he did it.
He didn't choke.
It was honestly like, again, like, I had an emotional reaction to it. It wasn't like a crying type thing, but I was like, why am I like smiling ear to ear like seeing him do that? Why am I impressed?
It is pretty impressive to teach a uncultured man culture.
Yeah. And that was sort of the theme of her whole hometown, is that her family is very traditional, pretty skeptical of this whole like show and like process, and so she's worried that her family or like parents mainly won't
accept him because of how they're dating
now, like the other women, which
that makes sense.
Certainly understandable. And that's kind of like, that is how it went, though, is that
they're very critical of him at the beginning.
Like he does good with the family and like hanging out. Like they were basically having like a backyard like party.
Block
out
party.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had like the pig and everything. Have you ever been to Hawaii? Do you know the whole like full pig?
I do not.
it's a real treat. I have done it. I do enjoy it.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool.
I definitely get a pig to go.
Just ride it like passenger. Let it ride passenger with you. So
yeah,
someone like lean it up against the seat. So if someone like drives by and looks in through the like windshield, they just see like a big snout. Like
he's on the driver's seat.
Yeah, he's driving. You just got to work the pedals.
Yeah, what happened next? They did some like dancing.
Yeah, they did a little. What was it? I guess bamboo like dancing.
Oh yeah.
Where they like dance between the. I don't remember the name for it. I just remember doing that specific dance when I was in elementary school. I had a music class. I think when I was in like fourth grade, where half the class would like sing and the other half would get like paired up and do that little like that dance where like two people like man the little like poles and then another two like dance. And I remember we didn't get bamboo or whatever, we just got PVC pipes. My ankles,
yeah.
Oh,
I'm sure that did not,
dude, I was like 9 years old and uncoordinated as hell. Like my I had to like go to the, no, I didn't actually get any serious injuries, but I remember like, motherfucker, this is like, this shit hurts.
Yeah. You're getting punished. They're whipping your ankles.
Yeah. That like all the like bad students got put on like dancing duty.
That'll teach you coordination.
As far as the conversations went, again, I don't think any of them were bad in like, nothing surprising, like as much as like the as far as how traditional they were, it like makes sense. They were still like supportive of it because Rachel's dad was telling her like, you know, I remember you were heartbroken after your previous relationship, you know, which she had mentioned that she was in for, I don't know if she said how long, but she said like, yeah, it was close to engagement and then it ended and I was heartbroken and hurt and they don't want to see me hurt again.
Yeah.
And so her dad brings that up, but she's like a classic dad response where it's like, you know, I support your decision. I just don't want to see you get hurt again.
I don't want to see you get put through that again.
Yeah.
Which she probably won't.
You think Grace was winning?
Oh, no, probably not. I think she might go through it again.
Yeah, she might. I don't know. It's just hard to say because I don't think Rachel's going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, my question is how heartbroken will she really be when knowing him for like... at this point, one of the dads said like, oh, I haven't seen her in like 6 weeks. So it's been 6 weeks. And now...
Now it's time to get married.
Now it's time to get married. So it's like, how heartbroken will you? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Not to the same degree as the first one, I imagine.
I would hope not. Like, I don't want to talk trash on The Bachelor, but it's like, I would hope these people
have a little less expectation.
Yeah, I would be very curious to know, like, what she's, like, feeling, though, as far as... I just, like, I can't really imagine anyone feeling completely comfortable, confident, getting, like, even engaged, where it's, like, I don't put as much weight onto engagement as I do, like, a marriage, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But it's still just, like...
It still has weight, and so has a lot of meaning.
It still does have weight, and it's, like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to, like, completely, like, not take it seriously at all.
Yeah, so at least a second date.
Yeah, perfect. After the second date, I'll consider engagement. I think her mom honestly seemed, like, the more skeptical one, though, because, like, everything Joey said, she's like, I'm really saying that, but it's still just, like...
There's still other
other women. And her mom ended up kind of just telling her like reinforcing the whole like don't settle thing, and it's like it's not just about him choosing you, you need to choose him as well and to guard your heart. So ultimately Rachel was just like, all right, I have to tell him like right now. No, I mean, it was kind of funny, like it was a good sentiment and it was good sort of like good advice. Yeah,
it is.
But then yeah, Rachel did go and just like after me and the family, she was like, yeah, I know how I feel. I gotta tell you, like, I am falling in love with you. And I am choosing you. So she was the first one to actually tell Joey that.
Nice. That's good.
Impressive.
That is very impressive.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, how do you compare? It's probably not, I don't know. Like, I really feel like I overthink this show too much, though. Because I try to, like, compare all of the hometown dates. And I really don't know how much an effect it really has.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's horrible.
Unless, yeah, it's just, like, a standout horrible event. But they all pretty much go pretty similarly. Especially, like, the questions they ask and how he deals with it. They all went, like, you know, all had their hiccups and he had to address pretty much a lot of the same questions and how he's going to deal with like breaking some of their hearts.
Yeah.
And who he chooses.
It's honestly kind of hard to cover. Like, it's not hard to cover, but it's just like, it's kind of, like you said, it's covering a lot of the same stuff because they did all go fairly similarly and have a similar theme as to like, but they always do. It's like, I don't want my kid to be the one that gets heartbroken.
Right.
So
they're like, all protective of their own children. You can break the other people's hearts.
I think the only one that wasn't, that didn't even seem like mildly skeptical, was I think it was Daisy's mom. I guess we can just talk about Daisy's day. Mm-hmm. We finally see the Christmas tree farm, the famous Christmas tree farm that she
and
grew up
Santa.
On.
Santa. It's pretty cool.
Santa.
Just hanging out.
Good to see him. That means that it must have been filming Summer. Somewhat close to Christmas.
Okay.
I hope.
I believe that. It did look a little cold.
It did look a little bit nippy. Nippy. They ordered more hot cocoa. I would like to give an update. I'm not lying here. I remembered my promise from last week, and I said if I go to a coffee shop, which I literally the next day went out of my way. Whoa. I left my house purely to go to a Starbucks. I played it safe, and I just went to Starbucks. Okay,
it's pretty safe.
And I went inside. Because I don't know why, but like I felt more nervous going through the drive-through to say hot cocoa. It really doesn't make any sense because you're not looking at anyone.
Mm.
You're just talking to a box.
Yeah, well, you don't get to see their reaction.
I partially think it was like a little bit experimental when I wanted to see what they say. Ultimately, it was wildly underwhelming. They didn't say anything. They were like, okay.
Okay. Do you want one for your parents as well, kid?
Yeah. I was kind of hoping that I would get a little bit of, like, judgment. Not, like, I don't know.
Bad.
I was just hoping for a bit more. But, yeah, no. That experiment turned out not to be worth it because I got no. I think it just showed that we are the weird ones for thinking that, like, saying cocoa instead of, like, hot chocolate is.
Yeah. Well, I never thought that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for letting me do this.
You're welcome.
You could have just told me then outright. Yeah, no, I think you're the only one that thinks that's weird.
Yeah, I didn't want to let you down, though.
You're the only one that thinks it's childish.
I wanted to reaffirm you.
I
wanted
feel
to do what Joey would do.
Yeah, thank you, Joey. I was about to call you Gary for a second, but you wronged me, so you don't earn that. You lied to me.
I do a little lying. I'm a millennial after all.
I didn't feel childish doing it. I just felt like why am I doing this? I honestly don't really want a cocoa or a hot chocolate right now. I don't even like getting hot drinks typically, but I did it for the people who apparently don't care because I'm the only one that thinks there's something different about it.
Yeah, what is the difference? Did it taste different?
That's true. They use the cocoa mix instead of the hot chocolate. Now, no, there's no difference.
Like, oh, you want the cocoa, not like the fake chocolate.
Yeah. My brain must be like Sean's because I don't think it's developed. It's not fully developed yet or something.
It's not fused yet.
It's exactly.
It's unfused.
My unfused brain thinks that there's like a difference or it's more childish to say hot cocoa than hot chocolate. All right, enough. No one cares. All right, no one cares. Let's get off that.
Big Coco's coming after you. The chocolate. Hershey. They're after you. Yeah, what happens next? So they do get cocoa, right?
All right, some. Yes, they do.
And they get immediately bombarded by a bunch of...
Her friends. And I pointed out to you, but I found a lot of her friends looked like her. I was almost curious as to if any of them were like siblings, like sisters.
Turns out no.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Just, yeah, all the ones, at least the ones that had blonde hair, I was like, I'm counting like three daisies right now.
Seeing three right now. Yeah, that was pretty funny. And then we get to see her parents,
yes,
and siblings, her, which look nothing like her.
Yeah, her younger brother, dark hair. I think it was her sister who also had dark hair. It makes me question, Daisy, is that your
real name? Have they been lying to you?
I mean, I feel like I just don't pay enough attention sometimes where, like, that very well could be, like, not... You need to look at her roots, all right? Look at her roots.
It'll all be revealed. Do you think she dyes her hair?
I don't know. I don't know if it matters.
What do you think that...
This shows, like, what type of bachelor viewer I am. I pay attention and care about the most stupid things that I'm 99% sure no one else notices or cares about. Like, even if they did notice... Yeah, they don't give it a second thought.
Yeah, well, that's
classic terrible. Jamie moment. Classic. I'm the type of person that likes to
overanalyze,
drone on and on about stuff that people
focus on the wrong things,
don't care about,
completely miss the important details.
I really do feel that way sometimes. I am struggling to remember a good portion of what was said during like the hometown days, especially with the like parents, because like that's supposed to be the whole like dramatic part. It's like whether they approve or not. I don't remember any of them actively disprove or not approving
at the end. Yeah,
I just, yeah, I even take notes too.
Oh, you're, that's
very
your problem.
Making me feel like...
That's your problem, man.
Yeah, you're making me feel very like I'm not good enough. I can't believe you would bring this up.
No, you are perfect enough for this podcast.
Out of all the potential hosts for this podcast, I'm one of them.
You could be one.
I'm on the list of it.
I'll call you back. Yeah. What else happened?
What did you think about the part where she started talking to her younger brother and like just asking him about college and stuff, and she like gets real emotional and she's like, oh, like his voice, what was his name?
Harrison
Ford.
Oh yeah.
His voice like sounds like his voice,
mm-hmm.
Which I remember her like talking about like when she got her implant that like people's voices
all
sounded
same and yeah, really
like,
weird.
Yeah, like chipmunks where it's like all high pitched. But I thought she said that like it's normal now. And I would have thought that like her family would be ones that like
she could hear and distinct. Like, but I guess not her brother.
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe if he's been at college, but I don't know. Yeah, that was a sweet moment, though.
Yeah, that was nice.
When she was talking about, like, I think it was to her friends, like, you know, like, I told him about losing my hearing and getting the cochlear implant, all of that, and, like, not feeling how anyone could potentially be, like, okay with that. And getting, she got very emotional, and I think I am just, like, ignorant as to, like, the effect, because I'm just, like...
It wouldn't be that big of a deal at all to me.
I don't feel like it would bother me. But I guess maybe we don't know to, like, what extent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to claim, like, what would that be? Ignorance or, like, stupidity. Yeah, I'll own up to that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, there's always, like, a lot of the details, like the small things people could do that could make you feel like they aren't, or they look down on you. They're not accepting you for who you are.
She probably does. That is actually a good point. That's probably the best way, is that, like, even if it's not having the same whatever, it's like people could still treat you differently.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, people she knows, she probably, like, has gotten used to, like, or has had people, like constantly just be, like, worried about her, feeling bad for her. And now that she's in a place where she's, like, feeling good again, it's like...
Yeah, she doesn't want to have people still treat her like that.
Yeah.
She wants to go back to normal, like how it was before it all happened.
All right, perfect. Thank you, therapist. Or that would be like psychologist, right?
Yeah.
You're a mind reader, I think. This is your new skill.
Oh, I'm a shrink.
Yeah, I can only assume, but I don't know. I think I can just safely say I don't think a hearing disability would be, or like a hearing, whatever, deafness or any implant would be like a deal breaker for me. I don't even necessarily know if it would be, well, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But Joey does a good job of telling her that it doesn't affect him.
It makes her more interesting, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, it is like something different. Like,
why don't the other girls have, like, cochlear implants?
Yeah, I don't know. It is interesting. Like, it is an interesting thing about you. And I feel like it is a big part of her, especially who she is now. Future bachelorette potential.
Better be.
It's got to be like one of these four, I would assume.
Yeah, it would have to be. Also, I'm writing them a letter.
I'm writing a very
discerning letter,
heavily worded letter. I like how her, like, dad was able to, like, make the joke.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
He's like, you know, because Daisy's whole thing was, like, fear of, like, opening up or feeling like she can't open up to Joey, which her mom was like, oh, but you, like, it's such a shock because you are such an expressive person.
Open person, yeah.
But, like, yeah, she's worried she won't be able to open up, and then... She, like, when talking to her dad's like, well, just, like, go for it. Because if you, like, if it works out, then, like, you know, it's everything. And if it doesn't, it's not like you're going to lose your hearing or anything. It was, like, classic dad.
Good joke.
It's funny. I actually appreciate that they are able to, like, it's nice that they're able to, like, laugh about that.
Yeah, that shows that it's she and her family are in a good place.
Yeah, accept it all now. But she also tells Joey that she's falling in love with him. She is able to open up.
Whoa, big moment.
And he was very happy to hear that. He doesn't say it back to anyone, though.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. I like that.
Yeah, I kind of like... It makes it harder to tell, like if they don't say it until they, like, propose or get proposed to. Because even sometimes you can tell before that, but, like, if they say it to one person before that and like not
yeah, others. Then that's it's obvious. Like,
well, obviously.
And then if they say that to everyone, then you're like, oh, come like, on.
Oh, come on, dude.
Come on, dude. Don't mess this up.
Maria, Niagara Falls.
Yeah, they go down directly in a barrel.
They went in a barrel off Niagara Falls.
Pretty cool.
They did some shots. What were they? Like maple something shots?
Maple whiskey.
Okay. Very Canadian. Whoa.
It was pretty cool.
Joey brought up how last week Maria kind of scared him with like her
threatening to leave.
Was it threatening? I don't know. But like, yeah.
She maybe not was, threatening, but she was wanting to leave.
She was considering leaving. And he's scared him because he's like, I don't want to be with someone who's like doubting whether or not they can.
And it would just throw it all away just in a second of insecurity.
Yeah, I don't know. She did heavily like backtrack it though.
In what way?
Well, like this time she's like, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking, but I like totally regret saying that stuff.
Oh, okay. But it still
seems like she feels that way though.
Yeah.
Which I think is fair, like, but I guess is it an issue to say it, I guess? I mean, I guess obviously for Joey it is, but if you threaten to or say that you might leave. But I don't blame her for feeling that way.
No. Just saying it.
Saying that you like might leave because of it, I guess, is the big issue.
Well, she was saying more than I might. She was pretty much decided, like, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
And then she took a second. I was like, okay, never mind. So the fact that you kind of were going to, and you're pretty much like a split second decision away from actually leaving.
Yeah.
That would have a bigger impact.
It's kind of like,
If it started with her just saying, you know, I'm thinking of leaving, I don't know, I'm confused. It would have been, I think, a different situation.
Yeah, but it's still the same thing, though. I mean, I guess you're saying, like, yeah, she was more heavy on it as far as, like, no, I can't do this. I'm later nerd. I'm on here.
I'm out. Yeah, she was just making an off-the-cuff decision instead of thinking
it through more.
Yeah,
but again, she, like, is completely 180, though.
Yeah, which makes it seem like she was just kind of going just by her emotions.
It seemed like, it was a very like emotional knee-jerk
response. Yeah.
And she brings up how she has not ever brought anyone home to meet her family.
She's always avoided them. Yeah.
What do you think about that? Like, how do you feel about bringing someone home to meet your family?
Probably wouldn't. No, I would. That would be nice.
So, but I guess, because I'm assuming that Maria's probably had other relationships.
Yeah, right? Just not to the extent of, like, serious enough to actually meet your parents, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I guess that's possible. But, like, so does bringing someone home to meet your family, though, does that, like, scare you to think about that or make you nervous?
Only to see their family.
Okay, that actually makes sense. That's fair. So you would be more worried about meeting their family than them meeting yours. Now, why is that?
I don't know their family.
Okay.
It's the unknown.
Would you have any fear of your family not, like, approving or accepting of the person you bring home for them to meet?
I think they'd be pretty supportive.
No matter what?
Not no matter what. But,
Right. I think if you bring her home and one of you is at gunpoint, I don't think they're going to be, like, supportive. Whether or not, like, you walk in the door and she's, like, got a gun on you. And she's like, hey, guys, this is my girlfriend. She's just joking around, I swear.
She just likes to play. She's very serious about her acting. She's a method actor.
Or, yeah, you bring her in at, like, gunpoint. You're like, what do you think about this one? Like, how long? No, we haven't been dating. I just found her today. All right, that's too scary. That's too morbid.
That is pretty wild. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think of a situation where it would be so bad where not my whole family would, like, disapprove.
It would have to, like, you would have to almost anticipate that going in, though. That's what which I was would thinking. Mean that, like, you know there's something about the person you're, like, seeing that would be, like, always questionable in some way.
Some red flags that you don't.
Yeah.
That you've been ignoring.
I agree. I feel like I would be more worried about, like, meeting their family. Because, like, yes, it's, like, I don't know them. And I do have a fear of, like, will they accept me? But I don't have any red flags. There's no issue. That's the thing, though. It's like, I feel like I would overanalyze myself. I'm like, what are they going to see in me that they won't like or something?
I need to hide that as soon as possible.
I would like to think that I would be, like, good with families. But I feel like the anxiety would get to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'm mostly joking about as far as, like what would they, like, hate about me? I wouldn't necessarily think that, but it is just, like, I would want that, like, sort of feeling of, like, approval or validation from their family, too. And, like, I guess I would just be worried that if I didn't get that, you know, what would that mean?
For the relationship.
Yeah. Well, because, like, what if you were dating someone and let's say your parents, your family didn't approve of who you were dating? Would that really influence, like, your, like, how you move forward with the relationship? Like, if they really completely disapproved, would you, like, would that be enough for you to, like, break up with the person?
Yeah, I guess it would have to be the exact reason why. It could go either or. But it would matter. Like, I wouldn't just discard it, but I also wouldn't just take it 100%.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too.
Cause I would, like, take major consideration over it.
I do consider, yeah, like, my family's opinions and feelings, and I trust their, like, judgment.
Yeah.
But, like, if they were, like, no, this isn't, like, I would be like, whoa, like, I would feel, like, weird just, like, kind of ending things with someone purely based off of, like, what my family says.
Mm-hmm.
But I could also see, like, if I did it having doubts and they kind of said all of, like, the things that I had doubts of, I'd be like, yeah, all right, it's not just
now
me.
Now I know, then. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I agree. Meeting someone's family does scare me more. But if you were in Joey's position and Maria tells you, or the person you tells you that they've never brought anyone home to meet their family before, what would go through your head in that? Like, would that...
Thank God. Well, I think, honestly, it could be a good thing because you'd be the first. So they don't have a reference point. Maybe the person,
right.
If the person did bring someone home, maybe they're, like, amazing. And I have to live up to that standard.
Yeah.
But if you're true. The first, they have no expectation.
That is true. And because even not just, like, what you're thinking, but yeah, like, as
and
far
they could
as
be the, like, man, he was good, but he wasn't good as this guy.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, man, I didn't even think about that.
Just gave you a new fear.
You did. That is true, because also if you, like, yeah, if you talk to, like, if you're dating someone who mentions, like, at all their past relationship, and if they had any sort of relationship with their family, it's like, oh, shit. Now what you said now just gave me that fear of, like, now any time that said, like, yeah, my ex, like, ended up getting really close to my family. It was like, well, fuck me, dude. Yeah. Now I'm going, like, unless they're completely on your side and, like, hate your, I don't even know, but if they're like on good terms, like if it was like not a bad breakup, yeah, it's like, well, oh shit, no, dude, I'm getting compared.
Yeah, that would be really tough. That's so much extra pressure.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to know.
Yeah, that don't point.
I wouldn't want to know.
Oh, you're meeting him. You're meeting the ex.
The ex is going to be there, and just every time it's like, so like, how do you you think he's better than me? You think he's better like than when you met me?
Remember how many times you laughed when I when you met me?
Remember how strong my handshake was when you first met me?
This guy's like wet and slippery.
Bro, why is he's limp fish in you, or dead fish in you? Yeah, I would be, oh man, I would be in my head already, but if I knew that, that is a new fear unlocked. Thank you for sharing that with me.
That's what I do here.
You terrified me. I really like Maria's dad, though. He might have been my second favorite. I don't know if I like, I don't know who, but I definitely, Kelsey's dad and Maria's dad were the two standouts mainly for me.
Yeah, really, they win both. The best dad award.
They won best dad awards because they were both, I felt like, saying the exact same thing, but like in such different ways.
Yeah, but both very effective.
Yeah, but Maria's dad had such a completely different vibe and like demeanor. And like, yeah, before they even like came in, like the family's talking and like he says, like, you know, if Maria ends up heartbroken, it's going to be a problem for Joey. And I was just like,
no. It's coming out swinging. If I see Joey on the street after this.
Yeah, he was great, though.
He was good.
Because he was, yeah, he has his doubts, but he was very
open good and with, accepting yeah, of Joey and his answers. Joey.
Yeah.
Joey did say the right thing, so he did.
And Joey, I don't know if I should, like, if there's any criticism for this, but it's like, because honestly, it might not have been, like, Joey's decision, but it's like, why did Joey ask for the blessing, like, her father's blessing, only to immediately send her
home? I know. Yeah, now looking back on it.
That's, like the only thing. But I am, like, questioning it. It's like, because he did it with Rachel's family, or to, like, Rachel's dad. And her dad is just like, well, if it comes to that, she has my number, so you can call me then.
It is funny how you only did it to the two parents, Rachel and Maria.
So that's probably the ones he doesn't choose. Well, I'm curious. Because that's the thing, is I don't think.
And it is funny how the only one who did immediately give the blessing was Maria.
Maria.
His father.
Maria's dad, yeah. But the better part was like when he then talked to Maria. And like, she was similar to Daisy. She has like this fear of like opening up and doesn't want to get hurt. And her dad's just like, well, you know what he said to me? Like when I spoke to him, he asked me for his blessing, or for my blessing, to like propose. And she's like, I don't think you're supposed to like tell me that. And he's like, well, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm doing it.
That's like, well, really good. He did it. I think he just like, ABC even was just like, well, I can't do anything about that. He said it. He told her.
Cat's out of the bag.
I think it was just a really good moment. It made it even more like sad, though.
Yeah,
for, like,
looking back.
Because that probably did give her like a false sense of security and like hope in that moment.
Yeah, if you would ask something like that.
Yeah, if you know the person you're like dating asked your like family, parent for like, their blessing, is like, oh, maybe I'm doing better than I thought.
And the next time you see him,
he's like, what do you mean this is the last time I'm gonna see you?
There's another girl by the name of Daisy.
Yeah, and she really wanted to open up, but she also, this became her, I think, sort of last minute storyline, was she did not say I love you to him when they said goodbye.
Yeah,
she's did like, not. I have strong feelings for you. Yeah, she regretted it. It got to the rose ceremony, and they were all four of them were standing there, and then like right before he's in front to hand out the rose, no. Joey, please let me talk to you.
Is now a good time to talk to you?
Yeah. It's funny because, like, I knew it was going to happen. If they didn't even play that, like, suspenseful music or, like, I don't know, edit it the way they did, I knew that she was going to do that. And immediately when she said it, I was like, oh no. Unless this works, like, unless he has an incredible reaction to it.
His mind is made up already.
Yeah. And because, yeah, then when she told him, he was just like, thank you. That was it. And I was like, oh, dude, I think she's going home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a pretty tough moment.
It was a tough moment. The only thing the only mildly good thing I was like, I think I'm finally going to be right about my prediction. But yeah, no, that was like probably the saddest or like hardest way for her to go, though. It was like, dude, immediately after.
And then both after meeting her parents, and then both after the that conversation she had.
Yeah.
Like a double blow.
And yeah, that was the other thing, is that I know her mom Maria's mom was at her hometown, but we didn't really see much of her.
She didn't get to talk at all.
I remember there was Maria's story was that she kind of is a somewhat not great.
Yeah, or not like a not great relationship, but close. Is like coming back. She's building it back up.
So I would have been curious to see a conversation, but it definitely showed that she had like a much
better connection with her father.
Yeah, like and trusted like her dad. Yeah, goes to her dad for advice and stuff. And they watched old like childhood videos. Oh my God, I would cringe if that was like me. I would hate that.
That'd be pretty bad. That's probably what did it.
Yeah.
Like you showed the home videos.
I had to send you. Oh, man. So she gets eliminated. She did not cry. And, like, what did she say, like, when she was getting drove away? She was seeming more angry, yeah. Honestly.
Like, if I'm not good enough for Joey or for what I did wasn't good enough for
Yeah,
Joey,
she's like, what else could I have done for him? And it's like, well, yeah, I mean,
could have had a cochlear implant. Yeah, it's more of that. It's not you. It's me.
Maria for Bachelorette? I don't know. Maybe. Mm. Would you like her as the Bachelorette?
Not as much as Daisy.
Okay. Do you think Daisy's going to win still?
Probably.
I'm struggling, man. I want to still say yes, though. I do still want to say yes. I'm becoming less confident in it. Because
he's doubting.
I'm doubting, but it's just like, I feel like ever since like Kelsey has come into the picture, she's like, I don't know, she's made it seem like she's a strong contender.
Yeah, no, she definitely is.
If she gets eliminated next episode, I'm going to be pissed. I'm like, I've been saying this the entire time. Or I've been saying this for like weeks now. That like, you're going to the top two. You may win. Like, I'm still struggling to see like someone topping Daisy. But I feel like I might be biased, though, just because I feel like, again, like, unless the, like, since she got the first one-on-one, I feel like that says something, but I don't know if it
really truly matters.
Truly does. But it's like when you see it and it goes really well, I feel like you can get, like, I feel like I got tunnel vision to
look. Yeah, you're like, this is the person.
Yeah.
Close the show down. We got her. We got the one.
And if there's not anything, like, better, then it's like, oh, if there wasn't a better date, in my opinion, then still like, but I don't know. I don't even know how to judge it anymore.
Yeah, it's all a mess now.
this whole thing's a mess. I don't know. I'm just having doubts. I'm just like worried that like if I stay tunnel vision, like I'm going to get it wrong. I will say this. I'm 100% confident in Kelsey and
Rachel or Daisy.
Daisy as my final two.
Yeah, I could definitely see Rachel going home.
I don't know who. Yeah, I'm sorry, Rachel. I'm sorry,
Rachel. Yeah, Rachel's going home. But yeah, I would think Daisy, but I'm not 100% confident on that. I could see it either way, but I'm definitely leaning towards her.
So locking in, you're choosing Daisy. You're choosing Rachel to go home next week. I definitely think Rachel's going home next week. See, another part of me also just wants to disagree with you because I want to, like, I don't want both of us to be right or wrong. I want one of us to be right. And one
yeah, of me to be right.
Yeah, probably. It's just, I still think it's Daisy, though.
I guess we can both be right.
We can both probably be right.
All right, I'm changing.
Yeah, I'm changing too. If you're changing, I'm changing. I do think it. I still feel like a good, like, 70%. 65%.
I feel
confidence in Daisy. So I'll choose Daisy. And Kelsey is the runner up.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that.
So let's say, assuming that it goes that way, I'm going to assume I want to manifest it. Who do you think becomes the next Bachelorette then? Because that would mean our options are Kelsey, Rachel, Maria. I guess you could go back to like...
other, but like it would Caitlin. Most likely be them.
Yeah.
I think Maria would be really good if it wasn't Daisy.
Yeah, Maria would probably be the most entertaining.
Yeah, I think that's what the fans would want the most. She's probably like the fan favorite.
Yeah, I agree. I want Maria as the next Bachelorette. I think she would be probably the most fun to watch because she does not hide like anything, which is great.
Yeah, it just says what's on her mind.
It will be, I feel like, it would be a very chaotic, but I feel like very charming and endearing season. And I think they need some like legitimately like
strong,
like good dudes for that. All right, we'll go on it. Don't worry,
we'll be there.
No, it's just like she has a very strong presence to her, and it's like that's going to intimidate
a lot of the guys.
Which I kind of want to see.
That would be good.
I want to see it because I feel like
I want to see the guys try to match up to her energy and her level.
Yeah,
or try to.
I feel like I'm curious as to like what if we did get to see like her choose, like where it's not just like going after one guy and his name is Joey.
Who would she go for?
Yeah, like who she would go for, because I am curious, does she go for someone who's more Joey like herself, or does she go for someone kind of more the opposite, because she has a big personality, like a big energy, big confidence. So is she attracted to that, or is she go for the opposite? Someone like, I don't want to just say like quieter, and you can't say less confident, but like, I don't know.
Yeah. Soft spoken.
Yeah.
More on the
slows the pace.
Slow ride.
Take it easy.
She's more like a rocky, like a hurricane.
Yeah, she's very, I think she would be extremely entertaining to watch. She has my vote. If not, I guess, sure, Daisy.
Rachel.
Rachel. No.
No, Kelsey.
Kelsey. Oh. I don't know. It just doesn't excite me as much.
Yeah, I feel like it would be a very...
Even Daisy doesn't excite me as much as like Maria, though.
Yeah, potentially.
Like, again, I think And I know the internet is definitely backing Daisy as far as, like, everyone's a fan of her.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's a fan of, like, Maria, though, it seems. But it's just, like, if it really came down to, like, those two, I think I would still prefer Maria, personally.
Yeah, it would definitely be more entertaining and wild.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, is it an insult to say that I feel like Daisy would be more like just like traditional Bachelorette, like where she would be very similar to like a lot of.
Yeah, I could see that being like a Charity.
Yeah. See, I liked Charity though. I like, mm-hmm. and I liked her season. I liked her, like the way she went about the whole thing.
Yeah, it was really good.
But it was very, like, mature.
Mm-hmm.
I want someone who will bring, not necessarily immature, but I want someone who brings a little bit of chaos.
Yeah.
And I feel like
mixes it around a little.
Mix things up a bit. Keep us on our toes. Yeah. I think Maria could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now thinking about it, I think she would definitely have the most entertaining.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Daisy would be enjoyable. I like Daisy. This isn't any knock against Daisy, but I do think it would be like very standard, like Bachelorette. Like, I don't think it would be anything we haven't really seen too much. I do like just appreciate she is like, I know, would be able to like sort of, it would bring more attention to her and her condition. And so I know that would be like a big thing as far as like bringing more eyes and ears and providing awareness to, yeah, to hearing loss, cochlear implants, everything that she went through, which does seem like a very ABC thing to do.
Yeah, they would definitely like use your background.
Yeah. Maybe it does make more sense.
They want a good, like, sob story to kick things off.
Yeah.
An underdog story.
I think, yeah, I don't know. I just think Daisy is very, like, she is very, like, Bachelorette.
Coded.
Yeah. Someone coded her for the
Bachelorette. They made her specifically for the Bachelorette.
Damn it, we can't say it. We're picking her to win. We're picking her to win. We can't choose that even.
Yeah. She'll win.
It's like, I don't know if, like, not having as much to say about Kelsey or Rachel.
Mm-hmm. That would be more of, like, the... How would you think they would be
I as feel like it would still be more similar to, like, probably... A Daisy, like, not, like, overly, like, you wouldn't expect chaos, I think. I'm not, when I say that, wouldn't expect Maria's, like, season.
Oh, I'm expecting chaos.
No, but I do think it would be.
Different and more.
Very, yeah, I think it would be different. I think Kelsey, Rachel, and Daisy would probably all have similar, seasons. I don't know, but I like them all though. That's the thing, is I don't necessarily have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Not even an issue, it's just like I don't really have anything against it. It's just like they don't really excite me as much.
Yeah, well, ABC knows best, so
obviously. Yeah,
they'll do the right thing. They'll figure this out.
We love you, ABC. We are ABC's favorite podcast that they don't know about.
Their next favorite podcast. Yeah.
In a couple weeks, maybe we'll reach out to Joey. I'm sure he'll want to talk to us.
Oh, he'll be on. Some guy named Joey will be on.
Yeah, that we can promise that. And it won't just be me talking with a different accent, going by a different name. Don't worry.
Don't worry. We'll get his input.
That's pretty much it, right? As far as this episode.
Yeah.
It's hard to cover the, like, details when, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's where the devil is, so I don't want to go near that.
So next week is going to be fantasy. The fantasy suites. So not the women tell all yet.
Not yet.
I think they're doing it. I want to assume they're doing it.
Yeah, I assume it's so.
It's always a very interesting episode to watch. So I would assume maybe after the week after.
Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
Three episodes. Assuming three episodes left, I would
three
think.
Left.
And then I would guess that we'll probably find out who the next Bachelorette is by the last episode. They'll probably do it, announce it at the end during that, like, after the final rose.
That would be good.
Any closing remarks, or should we inform the people?
I think they need to know.
If you don't know, now you know that you can find us on a lot of podcast platforms, such as,
but not limited to, Spotify,
Apple Podcasts,
Google Podcast,
Podbean,
Pandora,
iHeart Podcast. Is it radio or a podcast? I don't know. iHeart something podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like that.
And
YouTube,
the most important one, because
because it is the only one that is different. We like to bring a little chaos ourselves and mix it up.
Chaos.
We made Laika literally one word on YouTube. I know we haven't really talked about it enough. We probably need to start mentioning it more.
At least once an episode, I'd say.
Laika literally is one word on YouTube. No spaces.
Just one word.
Just one word. Everything else, it's three words.
That's three.
There is spaces. There is proper grammar. We will, you can feel free to leave some comments, reviews, subscribe to the podcast or the YouTube channel.
Yeah. Donate.
Sure. If that's an option.
To your favorite donation.
Yeah.
In our name, but do it in our name.
Yeah. So that comes out of our bank accounts.
Yeah. So we get the tax write off.
Yeah. I think that's it. The people know.
You and if doubt they don't.
That you they don't. I guess maybe we should tell them. All right, they know. One more week or next week. In 1 week, it will be the next week.
And then that's when you can expect us to pod.
To do another pod.
As long as there's Joey on the screen, we will be here.
As long as Joey's on the screen, there will be a mic halfway down my throat as I'm trying to speak. And that's just some guy named Mike. Man, got a good joke in there at the last second. This has been Jamie.
This has been Mike.
Where's my throat? This has been like, literally.
And with that,
say something
Yeah.